it's time to start the show.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
I didn't have time to get Patrick Bloody Carnassus off me field, but I'm not giving in. I had Jager and Crouch on me bloody bench, but I'll tell you now, I'm not bloody giving in. It's been a few rough weeks for the father of fantasy football, but I'm not giving in, you know? I've been in this game for too bloody long. For anyone to discount me as a formidable force, Crouching One, how are you, son?
Oh, welcome.
You're looking well. Higo, how are you today?
Oh, very well, Jock. This music has me tapping my foot.
Well, let's get up and about, because I'll tell you one thing. I may not be dominating fantasy football so far in 2013, but I'm in the trenches with me bloody mates.
Excellent, Jock.
And it's great to be here with you, because you's blokes are me mates.
A man of the people,
absolutely.
A people's champion. I'm surprised you're not at the Logies.
Of course I got the bloody call-up, Hig, but if they reckon I'm going to go in there on a Sunday night when my bloody community are sitting out there by their bloody podcast machines waiting for my wisdoms, you reckon I'd leave them in the bloody lurch, mate?
Excellent, Jock.
TV Week, I can get stuffed. I've got a super coach community that bloody need me, and I love them. I love every bloody one of them.
You're bloody good, man,
there you
Jock.
Go. Well, you are too, Crouch. And how'd you go on the weekend, Shan?
Crouching Tiger FC score 2,244.
You're reasonable, mate. Pretty reasonable. Well done, Crouch.
But you say me this.
Yes, son.
Zach Bloody Smith.
Yes.
He's shit.
Agreed. Look, I've made a significant error in my rucks. Not afraid to put my hand up and say, hey, I've made a bloody mistake. Look, my thinking there was, Crouch, we had a bloody Barney last week, didn't we, son?
Welcome.
Welcome, yeah. Look, my thinking was that Jack Smith would be a stepping stone just until I could identify which of the ruckmen I could jump up to. What I couldn't foresee happening was bloody Charlie Dixon from the Suns just taking his bloody limelight.
Excellent, Jock.
So you're saying to me, Crouch, that you thought Charlie Dixon would come on like this, son?
Bloody Zach Smith shit pick. Your luck. Bloody big problem. You need fix.
I know, mate.
You trade us off.
Well, come on. In true community spirit, let's bloody fix this thing. What's on the agenda ruck-wise, gentlemen? Where do I go?
Jock, Leuenberger must be considered at 235K, yeah. 101 supercoach points. He was outstanding.
Yeah, look, really good. 32 hitouts, 11 disposals. One thing I do like about Leuenberger is his fact that once he establishes himself again, he's the clear number one ruckman. Billy Longer, don't think he's ready to cut the mustard down there quite yet. But do we look at him for one extra week?
You say me this, Jock.
Yes, mate.
Did you trade last week?
No, mate, I didn't trade. I've still got 30 trades sitting there in the kick, mate.
Ah, welcome. So why you not bloody switch straight away to Leuenberger?
Well, that's a good point. Look, he's coming back from injury, which is probably one reason he's had some Achilles problems. But look, I do concede that I do have an issue there with Jack Smith. Do I give him one extra week or do I make the jump now? That's the question, I suppose, and that's you. Let's have a look and see how we go.
I would suggest trading, Jock. Thoughts re not trading week one, Jock?
Yeah, look, I've been in this game too long, Higo, to look for these sideways trades. And where I have coverage in the first couple of weeks, granted we've got extra charge this year and all that, but look, Lacroix still sitting there up forward for me, for instance. I got to see some of the form and we saw young Aaron Sipros, Tyrone Vickery, Varco, some of the options that people have gone with fall by the wayside. So look, definitely validity to just sitting there for the first couple of weeks. But this is the week we have to go bloody bang with our corrective trades, don't we?
Oh, this smart, Mr. Jock. You're bloody smart man.
Thank you, Crouch.
So I have big question for you.
Absolutely.
Man trade this week, spend trade on rookie or trade on fixed bloody team? Because rookie about to go up.
Great suggestion there, Crouching. And look, Hawks is for courses, of course. Going back to which sort of rookies you've got. Have you got all of those popular rookies, the ones that are about to skyrocket? Most of us have got Jager, but if you haven't got Ollie Wines, you have to go bang. These Port Adelaide boys down back.
Ollie Wine, bloody shit.
Oh, he's a quality. He's a contested ball beast, mate. Don't worry.
I know he was off.
He was off his spuds this week.
I'd say you the Port rookie. Whoa.
Oh, the Port defence
rookie. Jack Need Stevenson, bloody oldies man.
Yeah, beautiful.
And you not forget Kanye. Oh. Kanye, He not sub next time. He play bloody good when he come on.
Two subs in a row for Kanye, that's a bit of an issue, isn't it, mate?
Only problem Crouching One have is which bloody rookie play on ground.
Mm.
This problem.
Yeah, it is a big problem, and that stuffed me bloody around because I had Jager and Crouch. Left them on me bench, and of course the Super Gates gods just played bloody dice with me plums.
Okay.
And that's what happened.
You're Sam Dwyer, McCaffa, big problem. Only this problem, which rookie play on ground, remember Crouching of same problem of which player man is, prostitute, boy or girl. So you do like me, close eyes and just throw dart anyway. If you get wrong, not worry. You just learn from experience and not tell anyone.
Very good.
Welcome.
Love it, Crouching, love it, Crouching. Look, getting back to the Ruckman, another issue there is Patrick Ryder, who only scored the 88 Supercoach points on the weekend.
Excellent, Jock.
Now, he's been affected by another emergence. You know, I'm affected by bloody Zach Smith and the emergence of young...
Bell Chambers, Jock, was outstanding. At 564, do you pull the trigger on Ryder and get a Leuenberger and cash in?
Well, look, one thing I did see towards the latter end of the game was Ryder's ruck work, which was magnificent. I'm holding out hope on Ryder. I've got bigger issues to deal with, so he can sit there for a bit. I have to fix up Smith. I've got to fix up a couple of other things. I just want to see Ryder for another couple of weeks.
I would almost be pulling the trigger on Ryder for Leuenberger if you do not have him. This will generate enormous amount of cash. And as I have discussed, a key Supercoach strategy in the early parts of the season is all about cash generation. Ryder to Leuenberger will make you a fortune, $330,000.
But you're also dancing with the devil, you know, with these ruckmen. You can go through a hell of a lot of trades on these rucks, can't you? I mean, if you're in a situation where Ryder's your biggest issue, I think you're doing pretty bloody well, aren't you?
I say you, I have Ben McAvoy.
Oh, Big Ben.
Oh, he good, man.
Yeah, 26 hitouts, three excellent contested marks, many of them right back in the last line of defence. No Tom Hickey, he was the number one King Ping ruckman, and he dominates. This is a theme we keep seeing, where there's one clear, you know, silverback ruckman. Yes, yes. They dominate, don't they?
Yes, welcome. This bloody good, bloody Big Ben, he get big score in losing team. He's strong.
He's a good boy.
I say you're another man who get big score in losing team. Will
or the minnow,
the bloody bassoon player Will Minson.
Oh, he's a formidable, intelligent human being. Will,
he speak 73 language and play bloody skin flute. 509,000.
He's formidable on the skin flute.
No one pick him. You pick him?
No, no. For God's sake, I didn't pick him. Look, another boy, clearly the number one ruckman, with Cordy not ready to step up to the plate. 48 bloody hitouts, 7 clearances this week against Griffin. But look at his opposition. He's had Griffin, merging ruckman, and Longer. Both rubbish. Let's see how he goes over the next couple of weeks.
He's up against Marrick this week, Jock.
Well, yeah. Well, Benny McAvoy wiped the floor with Marrick, didn't he?
Irrelevant. I suggest we move on.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Blifras, the Norwegian flyer, Jock. Mm. A 56 at 115.
Mm.
Would you contemplate Ryder to Blifras?
No, because that would leave me exposed here.
$450,000, Jock.
Are you telling me that you'd be happy with Blichavs on the bloody ground, mate? Would you expose him to the ground?
Ultimate cash generation. Perhaps if you had Rowe as backup.
Now you're off your Doyle, Hig.
A very interesting conundrum.
Conundrums, it could be.
Well, you must talk Bell Chamber. The bell in the chamber. No one hear the bell. It's stuck in
he's
the chamber.
All I worry about is him taking away Ryder's limelight, the big belch.
He ring the bell. It's stuck in the chamber. No one here, but Crouching One here.
Oh, brilliant.
The bell in the chamber.
Brilliant man, Crouching.
He get the bloody 144 points.
That's brilliant. 21 hitouts, 4 goals.
He tickled my trouser.
But he played Melbourne, mate.
I agree, Mr.
You know, that's what I'm talking about.
I have a significant stat here, Jock.
Hit me with it, Shan.
Of the 3,300 Supercode point share per game, Melbourne Football Club only had 35.9%.
That's not even half, Higo. You realise that?
No, Jock.
Not even half.
So,
that's terrible, Higo.
Essendon scored 2,113 of these points, and Melbourne only 1,188. This is significant.
Mm.
Now, forecasting forward...
Do we get rid of every single Melbourne player from our teams?
I think so, Jock.
Absolutely.
First of all, looking back, do not expect massive scores like that from the likes of Watson and Heppel.
Yeah.
And looking forward, expect massive scores from West Coast players next week, namely Kennedy, Gaff, Prudist, Shuey, Jock.
Yeah, Shuey.
You have Shuey, Jock, and Cox. And now, Josh Kennedy scored 103 this week, Jock. Cox, 118. Add on an extra 30% to that.
Yeah, I mean, well, we're probably talking then, you know, Kennedy must be topping 110 and Cox 120 or
more than that, Jock. I am expecting another dominant performance. So those playing pinch hitting each week, sub in players for games against Melbourne. They are atrocious.
Well, that's a good factor. And I mean, with the all important price rise about to kick in, are West Coast an ideal target to go across to?
Josh Kennedy, definitely, Jock, will go up significantly with his third game bonus.
And I suppose Dean Cox, now that the talk is Natanui could be out even longer. Dean Cox, well, there's Scotty Lysett there to back him up, but he's that number one silverback ruckman gorilla. And, you know, there could be real validity in us really having a good look at Cox going towards him.
Okay, what about, you say me this, we got forward line now.
Yeah.
Poor bastard, trade bloody Sipos.
Oh, jeez, plenty of people. Oh.
Poor bastard, trade Sipos. Yeah. Oh, 33 points.
Well, you were going on about Tyrone Vickery last week.
I not trade him in. You trade him in?
No, hell, I didn't trade him in.
You think I bloody crazy?
No, well.
Oh, he had bloody clown.
He looked terrible. He's a spud. He looked a real spud. Some traded him in for the crowd and are feeling some pain, and we feel for you out there tonight if you did trade in Tyrone Vickery. But just bear in mind that we're here for you and we'll bloody help you through.
Another interesting one is Varco, Jock. Yeah. Playing very well, but scoring very poorly, averaging 62.
Yeah.
Do we hold or do we trade, Jock?
Well, look, again, courses for horses. Depends on what sort of issues you're facing and what sort of priorities you have re-rookie cash generation. But, again, if he's one of your major issues, all power to you. Keep him there for a little bit. Look.
Agreed. Hold, Jock.
Yeah, his price isn't going to drop too much, is it? You know? You're not going to lose much cash from him if you're sitting there.
Not at all, Jock.
No.
One that we might lose cash on is Dane Zorko.
Yeah, he's disappointed me, I've got to say.
Break even of 160 this week.
Yeah. 160 plus it will be. Look, he kicked two sausage rolls from 13 possessions, but an average of 72 Supercoach points from his first two.
Da-da-da. Silence! You'll not bloody talk trade Zorko.
No, you're not. You're not trading him.
He Zorko magnificent.
Yeah.
He bloody gun. You relax. You chill out.
Another to hold and relax upon is Dustin Martin, priced at 474, a break-even of around 110. I do feel he is still a valid pick.
Well, God help us all if you don't have him and he actually strings four quarters together. He's averaging 88. He's only really played, two halves of footy so far.
He have the dog this week. He kicked dog ass.
Oh, here we go. There you have it from the crouching tiger. The Dusty's about to explode.
Etihad Stadium, smaller.
Does he like it there?
He like Etihad. He gladly kick for goal. He get 160. Welcome.
Absolutely. Look, gentlemen, there's people out there tonight across each line that want to know those players that you have to lock in. Looking here at this forward line cheat sheet, is it safe to say after Sammy Dwyer's exploits today v Carlton that he is one of the rookies that you have to go to?
Jock, I propose a cash-generating device for you right here. A Taylor Walker to Sam Dwyer. Thoughts?
Look, if you've got a gain or keep banging on, depending on your priorities, but Taylor Walker clearly will not handle all of the attention that he's getting. Some of it used to go across to Big Tippett. He's getting all the attention as a forward line player. He will generate a stack of cash. Don't mind it, mate.
I bloody like this trade. Taylor Walker struggle a little bit. He play okay. Only get shit all point. Sam Dwyer, he bloody gun.
He's a bloody good
he
player.
He bloody gun.
He came off as a... He started sub last week.
96,000.
That's true.
Bloody mid and forward. You can trade Taylor Walker... You make bloody 400 plus cash.
That's a lot of cash, isn't it? Hell of a lot of cash.
Welcome.
What about Rockcliffe? If you haven't got Rockcliffe, is he one of those players you have to have? Do you move heaven and earth to get him
Jock,
in?
Yes, Jock. I still feel Rockcliffe averaging 116, 109, yes, 520. And the move just discussed can facilitate that.
Yeah, very good. Look, one bloke that really put his hand up for the Collingwood Football Club today there was young Jamie Elliott, who's a 326,000 forward, scored 145 Supercoach points after a 60 last week.
What irrelevant. Irrelevant.
Well, you have to have...
Irrelevant, a... Jock.
Okay.
Irrelevant.
Well, you have to look at the...
Irrelevant.
Just, here you go.
Irrelevant.
You can't call a score of 100... I'm not sitting here saying... that we're all going to bloody jump on the kid, but we have to have a look at him now, don't we?
Averaging 100, but 326 is a nomad price, and I feel his game today is unsustainable.
Yeah.
I'm Peter Higginbotham.
There you have it, Peter Higginbotham, a man who knows his convictions. I respect that in you, mate.
I have picked from the start Nick Riewoldt. Jock, please discuss one of your sainters.
Yeah, look. Hats off to you, mate. $513,000. 111 Supercoach points over the weekend. 11 marks, 4 goals. Look, what we've seen from him is probably as good as we're going to get. So look at me and say you're not expecting Riewoldt to get up an average up around your 110, 115. You'd expect him more to finish with an average of around, 95?
No, Jock, I forecast an average of 103.734 and anticipate him to have a season like no other. There's shining light in St Kilda, and I am running with that. As for his cousin Jack, big game. What do you think, Jock?
Yeah, big game, 10 kicks, 7 goals. You know, this is the top end of Jack Riewoldt, and we'll get this, and then, of course, we'll get a couple of quiet weeks. Probably a bit inconsistent for mine at 486,000. Not a player I'd be moving heaven and earth to get in, but granted, he'll come out with these big scores throughout the year, won't he, gentlemen?
I agree. He's not bloody suitable for your team. Up, down, like Payanman is yo-yo. This have no string, so you tuck him up, go down, not up. Welcome.
Look, it's probably about this time of year, and we're all about trying to, corrective trades, making sure you've got all your cash generation players in order. But it's also the time of year that old fantasy football legends start to put a little bit of an eye around round six. And I can see a couple of boys, Matthew Pavlich, 594,000, averaging 78 in his first two hitouts, started to look as if he was starting to hit some form towards the arse end of the match on the weekend, and he could be very crisp come round six, gentlemen.
Tend to agree, Jock. Zaharakis also.
Yeah.
A large break even. Yeah. Not a lot of game time.
Only 52%.
Very wary of the Essendon Football Club, Jock.
You're wary of them, mate. Well, a bit of peptide concern there, mate.
Feeling they will come down to earth in the coming weeks and would not be surprised at all if... the bubble bursts again this year.
There you have the thoughts of the great Peter Higginbotham. Look, Zaharakis, of course, had a 28 in round one. That'll be in his three-week calculation only for 1 week. So do people wanting to have a quick whack-on bit of value, is Zaharakis worth a thought to some people who are in the ballpark for a player of his ilk?
This crazy. Too much money. What about Mumfries? Angus Mumfries?
No.
356. He get another big score. Port Adelaide, bloody gun team. Now you listen, gun team. Gun team get big share of point. Just like bloody against Melbourne.
But Port Adelaide, when you look at the cut and thrust of the league, they're not a gun team in my
they're
book,
bloody
mate.
Gun team.
No, they'll finish bottom four, mate. Bottom six.
Bullshit. Port Adelaide, mate, eight. I bet you now.
Port Adelaide's making the eight.
Yes, welcome. They're bloody good.
Gretchen, I love you and I respect you.
Hinkley,
you're off your dime,
Hinkley
mate.
Come my gym. He's strong man.
Okay.
He do one arm push up 17 times.
Yeah.
In nude. He really strong man. Okay, let's make bet now.
Okay.
Port make eight. Mr. Jock in he bloody jock on website. Welcome.
So, on me jocks. A photo of me in me jocks.
Yes, welcome.
So you as well, mate. You really have to come into the deal.
I oil my body up.
You'd bloody love it, wouldn't you? Righto, you're on, mate.
Yes, welcome.
You're on.
Welcome.
Hey, that's Wayno's ringtone. Hey there, Wayno.
Wayno.
G'day, fellas. How's it going?
Very well, thank you, mate. How's your good self, son?
Pretty good, Uncle Doc. My side's done pretty well this week.
They've
done bloody well, about 2,100, I reckon.
Yeah, well done, Wayno. I'm proud of you, son.
Now, fellas, I've got a new segment. Are you ready for it?
Yes, Wayno. Let's hear it, mate.
Okay, here we go. This is the voiceover. Wayno's Hot Tip, brought to you by Wayno Reynolds.
That's good.
Very good, Wayno.
That's very bloody classy, Wayne. There's a bit of class about that, son.
Oh, thank you. Okay, thank you, Wayno. All right, my hot tip for you guys is, you ready for it, fellas? You ready for it?
Absolutely, mate.
Okay, Wayno, you say me.
Dylan Roberton.
Oh, Dylan Roberton, St Kilda. Played off the half-back flank against the Tigers, of course. Look, you like the boy, do you?
I do, Uncle Doc. His price is
254,100. Wayno, 17 possession, 16 contested possessions.
He played a bloody good game, Hig.
He scored a 90, Jock.
90, was it? Yeah, he was valuable to St Kilda too. Wayno.
Last week as well, fellas. So, look, I'll tell you right now, and originally Uncle Doc,
he's
from Frankston.
He's a Frankston boy.
Well, yeah, that's, so he'd be a top bloke.
Well, that does make him rather a significant prospect.
Wayno, considering if he scores, let's say, a 75 next week, his price will rise by about 30,000. His break-even is roughly zero, but for mine, a very risky pick, Wayno.
But the thing is, fellas, like they've lost a lot of that back line. Goddard gone.
Good, Wayno.
Gone, and also, what's his name's injured, Guilty.
Yeah, very good, Wayno. Look, yeah, there is a significant vacuum down in the back half with the departure of your Goddards and, of course, your Grahams. Sammy Fisher's a bit down in form. Look, having said that, mate, not sure that the vacuum will be filled to quite the capacity as those boys filled it in the past. Robden's a wonderful player. Good young prospect. Very cheap. At that price, though, look, not convinced yet, Wayno, but, gee, I'm proud of you, son. Yeah, it's a good find, mate.
I reckon it is, especially if you like me and you've got bloody Borton, because Borton's, he's...
But I hate the Burn Man. You play Greg Blotton.
I should have listened to Crouching, because Crouching was Burn Man for a long time.
Okay, I say you this. Robertson, no, he not a good pick. He look okay. He have long hair, warrior hair. But I say you this. Little bit more expensive, but player for Frio, Nick Subban. You think him, please, Mr. Wayno? You think him?
Chris, he didn't do too much on the weekend, mate. Granted, Granted, he was good round one. Only came out with 62, super coach Nick Subin.
He averaged 91. He got up big price.
Yeah, but he didn't play. We were all excited because, Nicky Subin looked like he was playing through the midfield. He just sat up there on Gian Siracusa in a defensive role. So that's not what we want to see, mate.
Last quarter, he swung onto the ball, looked better, and with the Bombers, very tough game, tight contested football. Nick Subin, yes, crouching.
If you had Subin or Dylan Robertson, who'd you go here today?
Subin. And the key here is, as Waino has very intelligently stated, we need to trade down in the back line to gain cash. Players such as Watts and Newman need to be traded into guys like Subin or Robertson to generate cash. Excellent, Waino.
Yeah, mate, I'm bloody proud of you, Waino. Look, since you began on this show, what was it, this time last year, you've come along in leaps and bloody bounds, and look, you're not far off joining the banquet hall, mate. Really proud of you, mate.
Oh, thanks very much, Uncle Doc, but I'm definitely going Robertson. I reckon he's a bloody beauty.
Good on you, mate. What I love in a fantasy footballer is backing your bloody convictions.
Okay, Waino.
Isn't that good? He says, stuffy as I'm going. Good on you, Waino.
Who you bloody... You trade Burnman for Robertson. Is this what you do?
What else would you do with bloody Borden? Or either I've got that bloody
kick him in ball.
Well, who's not doing much, and you were talking him up.
With the turtle shell man.
Crouching, your turtle shell man hasn't really come up trumps, has he, mate?
I trade bastard out.
You're calling him a bastard now?
Yes, I trade bastard out. I turn him already into cash.
You just about had a bloody shrine for the bloke pre-season. Now you're just going to chuck him on the bloody street, eh?
Okay, I stuff up. Welcome.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Look, it's a good man that can admit his fantasy footballing mistakes, and look, God knows I've made a few this season so far. But, look, as I say, it's always good to be down in the trenches with the common folk. And, look, Waino, it's been wonderful to speak to you as always, son.
Excellent call, Waino.
Thanks, others.
Big problems down at Melbourne. Much publicised. Jackie Watts hits the bench. Plenty of people are bloody ropeable out there.
Excellent, Jock. We do have a problem. If you have Watts,
issues, yeah.
What to do? And, of course, the first quick fix is to generate cash. If you do not have any of the Port defenders in Heath, Stevenson, Pittard, or even Goods for the Doggies, you instantly trade down for cash.
You could probably put Melbourne's Dean Turlich, dare I say.
Agreed, Jock.
Him being a rookie and all, probably likely to get good game time now with the rubbish that was served up.
Agreed.
By the Melbourne Football
this
Club.
Is a sound trade. Yeah. Now, other than this, Jock, what could you do?
Well, look, Charlie Dixon we've already discussed, and he's just come out and gone bloody whooshka round one and two. Looks quite a damaging bloody ruckman, I've got to say. Even though he is listed as a defender at $393,000, could he be an option for people? You generate a little bit of cash, break even of negative 15. Can he keep it up, boys?
Oh, he bloody's good. He beat McAvoy, Mumford. He's strong. Now he have Dog, Port and GWS.
Yeah, so we'll come up against the Minnow. We'll really find out about Minson this week for Dixon and
Charlie
Zach
Dixon
Smith.
Look good. But yeah. I say you one thing.
What's that, mate?
You have little bit extra cash.
Yeah.
You get on Piers Hanley.
The boy from Ireland. We love him, don't we?
He danced the Irish jig.
Yeah, look, he's 25 years old now, but look, he's younger in football terms, isn't he? He's still just learnt his craft. I think he's come of age now.
He bloody gun.
Yeah, we put up an article pre-season of Piers Hanley's Dream Team scores versus his Supercoach scores, and we'll notice a big change. His Supercoach scores are rocketing while his Dream Team scores are still increasing, but not. That's an indication that his influence on the game of football is increasing significantly.
Jock, yes, Watts to Heppel generate $10,000 cash, Heppel being cheaper. Do not be sucked in by this.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Dyson this season, mate.
I am not, Jock.
Okay.
I watched his game against Melbourne.
Yeah, he did just play bloody Melbourne, you're right.
He ran free, and with Frio, this coming Friday.
You reckon they'll just lock him down?
I will almost put a picture of me in my jocks if he averages over 100.
There you have it. Peter Higginbotham will put a picture of himself in his jocks at the end of the season.
I have the Y-front variety.
Wonderful. Geez, ladies would love that, Hig. Could generate a little bit of marketing-type love interest, mate.
Excellent jock.
Sean Attlee. $380,000, 93 Supercoach points. One of my selections down back, I've got to say, this season.
Hey, bloody good, Mr. Jock. You happy? You keep him. He break even 80. I think he got up cash little bit. And you can turn him into someone better.
Tell you what, I'd love to turn him into Grant Birchall before too long at all. He was significant over the weekend, and he top scored with 126 Supercoach points. Again, we were worried, weren't we, about what would happen when Matty Shackling's gone, what would happen Clinton Young's gone, how would it affect you, Grant Birchall's? Well, I tell you what, it's affecting him bloody positively, isn't it?
Agree. He could pick. He 506 worth every bloody cent. Good player.
He's probably my number one defence upgrade target right now, gentlemen.
Excellent, Jock. Poor game from Hamish Hartlett. A break even at 130, but if you have him, like I do, hold.
Yeah, you got to hold him. Look, Palmer just tagged him right out of the game. He only had the 10 touches, you're right. All over the shop. He could have tracked that tag for quite a few weeks.
Okay, I want talk bloody mid. Teen Wolf. I want talk Teen Wolf. He and my team. He bloody gun.
Nat Fife, 127 Supercoach points, averaging 112 now with a break-even of 80.
You not have him, you bloody get him.
I think so, Crouch. I agree with you, mate. Look, the main thing we wanted to see was the kid fit? Could he stay in the park? Tick, you know?
He too bloody good. He too bloody good.
25 touches, 16 contested, 6 clearances and a sausage roll for Nat Fife.
Hold that thought, gentlemen.
Absolutely, mate. What have you got?
Tom Liberatore, at over $55,000 cheaper.
Booyah.
Scored more, averaging more, with a break-even of 10. He was outstanding in a losing team.
Can I just read out some statistics to you, gentlemen, for young Tom Liberatore? First two rounds. 56 possessions, 29 of them contested. 17 tackles, 23 bloody clearances.
He nearly tackled more than whole bloody Melbourne team.
Yeah, that's a bit bloody triple the whole bloody Melbourne team. Look, Tommy Liberatore.
You cannot triple a number and get 17, mate.
Of course you can, mate.
17 is a prime number.
Well, you can divide it by 3. You can times it by 3.
17 is a prime number, Jock. Factors of itself in one.
Stop trying to baffle me with your mathematical mumbo-jumbo primos.
Trying to educate, Jock.
Okay, mate, I love you for it too. Look, Tommy Liberatore, let's discuss him. 133 Supercoach points. If you've got Daniel Rich, who is clearly not handling a tag in there, he's $485,000. Do we consider a sideways correctional trade across to your Tom Liberatore type?
No, Jock.
Okay.
If you've got Daniel Rich, who is struggling with the tag, you go straight to Maloney.
Maloney?
Making $120,000. His price is about to go up, and I think I have seen enough. Maloney will average around 100.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he'll get up there too high, but there's definitely enough to suggest that that's significant value for money, isn't that right, Hig? So you can free up a bit of cash. Also, I suppose Harley Bunnell, 14 disposals after 18 disposals last week, he's disappointed me. I expected more. I'd like to issue a public apology to the community over Harley Bunnell. I really felt that he would emerge, not handling a tag. Been heavily tagged, maybe needs another year to develop that sort of tag-busting ability.
Okay, I say this important.
Mm.
Everybody do 2 trade this week.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trade us off.
Unless you've got the perfect team, and none of us have got the perfect bloody team, Crouch.
Bloody 2 trade. Trade us off.
Trade your ass off.
Yes, Maloney could pick. You have these asshole like Rich and Bernal. Trade us off.
Andrew Gaff.
Yes, generate cash like he got say.
Although Gaff's playing Melbourne this week.
Fix your team.
It's correctional time, isn't it?
Welcome.
What about mid-pricer Luke Parker, $379,000. scored 133 Supercoach points on the weekend. For those looking for a structural change.
Point of difference, Jock. Excellent.
Point of difference.
I do like him.
Yeah.
Not for my structure,
yeah.
But a very good point of difference. However, do not forget that Sydney have played GWS and Gold Coast. All of the Sydney scores are skewed.
It's very difficult form line to read, Sydney, isn't it? Very difficult indeed. Also whispers that Tom Mitchell for Sydney dominated in the reserves during the weekend, so there could be a little rookie happening sort of in the early part of the season, a downgrade option. Tom Mitchell, son of Barry, my good friend, Baz, how are you out there tonight, mate? Look, Lukey Parker, doing very well, but as Higo suggests, you can't read too much into the form lines of the Sydney team. We've talked so far about the players in the midfield. You have to have Higg and Crouch. We have to have Jager, don't we? Of course you need Jager.
Agree.
Do we need Jack Viney?
I rather bloody Brad Crouch.
Rather Brad Crouch, okay.
He related. Crouch. I'm crouching. He crouch.
Beautiful, mate. Men after your own heart.
He my second cousin. He's strong. He come my gym since little boy.
Very good.
He bloody good player.
Very good. Well, I'm going to say you need Crouch. I'm going to say you need Jack Viney. I'm also going to say you need Ollie Wines, but I'm going to say you don't need Comer. He got the vest. That's got many people worried who jumped on him over Brad Crouch in round one.
Excellent, Jock. The Grammarian will still go up in price.
Yeah.
I would not be trading him if you have him.
Yeah.
However, agreed, not one to be looking at trading in.
I want to talk Cobby Steven. Yes, he come on a sub, but he bloody dominate. You have the Cobby. You maybe play him on ground next week. He bloody gun.
Yeah, I suppose structurally, if you're looking to generate cash, if you're after a structural change, you could go down from a Rich or a Bunnell straight down to a Kobe. Whack that cash somewhere else to fix something, yeah?
This very risky, Mr. Jock. Yeah. You not do this.
Some people are after structural change. They're not happy with how many premiums, how many mid-prices, how many rookies they're putting in the
mid-price. I do like your thinking, Jock.
Thank you, Peter.
Generate cash. All the best, super coaches.
Yes, thank you, Higg. It's always a bloody great pleasure to sit here with you, mate, every week.
Agreed.
And Crouching One, good on you, mate.
How I come.
All those people out there in Supercoach and Dream Team land, thank you for listening for another week. Stick fat with your team, but...
Your team's still shit, Mr. Jock.
Oh, fair shucker. The slips
you
Gordon Crouch.
You try twice, you'll fix your bloody rack.
Never forget who you're talking to in here every week, Crouch. You issued me with some disrespect last week, and I'm sensing a bit more disrespect here tonight, mate. Let's make this the end of it.
Okay, you fixed him. This end. Get rid of Zach Smith. Welcome.
Have yourselves a good week. I'm Jock Reynolds.
Not giving in.